Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't think Paul was out to start a fitness club ministry, but he does use athletic images in today's text. As he writes of perseverance in the race, drawn like a runner by the upward call of God in Christ Jesus toward the ultimate prize, the resurrection of the body to life everlasting in a heavenly commonwealth. Cramped in a prison cell, Paul knows himself to be a free man. In chains, yet at liberty. Dying, and yet alive. He knows himself to be more than a conqueror in Christ who has rescued him from sin and death. Yet at the same time, he knows himself to be running an arduous race, beset by obstacles at every turn, no mere sprint, but a marathon that will not end this side of the grave. Pent up in a dungeon, the apostle writes his beloved saints at Philippi. He calls them his joy and his crown. He writes them that they too might run this race with discipline, attentiveness, and endurance. Painfully, yes, tearfully aware was he of those who no longer run the race, but rather walk as enemies of the cross of Christ, slouching toward destruction. Their feet are set on the highway to hell. Their idolatry promises them pleasure, but it will deliver pain. Adoring their own bellies, they stumble on, celebrating glory in their shame. Blind to the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord. To use the memorable words of Hermann Sasse, where man can no longer bear the truth, he cannot live without the lie. Intoxicated by the lie, their minds are glued to earthly things. They war against the cross of Christ, for it spells an end to all their earthbound aspirations for a self-created righteousness. Racing after their own goals, they run in circles only to return to the self, which they deem to be their God. Their end, says Paul, is destruction. In contrast to this aimless futility fueled by unbelief, the apostle offers another word, a word of promise. But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. The truth of this prize, of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, the apostle already knows. He knows that he is not yet perfect, not at that point where this earthly body will be permanently vested with a glory that no human eye has seen, crowned with a garland that will never wilt or fade away. No, he still struggles, enduring hardship like a good soldier, the good soldier that he is. He presses on, not detained by the shackles that bind his ankles. He presses on, saying, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Christ Jesus has laid a hold of Paul, snatched from the grip of sin, rescued from the crushing condemnation of the law, and delivered from the finality of death. Paul belongs to Jesus Christ. What is true for Paul is also true for you. Remember how we confess it. As we confess this Lord who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. Grasped by this Lord, Paul counts all the rest as loss. And forgetting what lies behind, he strains toward the goal of the resurrection, no longer defined by his history, and a hideous one it was, this boasting in the righteousness of the flesh that impelled him to persecute the very Lord he so zealously wanted to serve. Paul is free. It is in this sense that Paul invites the Philippians, and now us, to imitate him. Such imitation is not the mimesis of Luther's holy eights, sanctification by the way of monkey see and monkey do. It is rather the imitation of Paul's faith. Living by the promise, trusting even in the midst of whatever prison cell you might find yourself in today, trusting in the one who has made you his own and whose mercy will transform your lowly body to be like his glorious body, by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.